The Laughter Permitted podcast is brought to you by Ally. Do it right.
Let's get ready to rumble! Well, hello there. Welcome to Laughter Permitted. I'm Julie Foudy. I'm here with Lynn Olzawi. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Jules. You will take any chance to say that, won't you?
I will indeed, especially because our guest is Amanda Nunes, who is considered the greatest female MMA fighter of all time. That's all. The greatest of all time. You know the acronym for that.
We talked with Amanda during the ESPNW Summit, which was held virtually. We did experience some technical difficulties, which happens in life, so the audio is going to sound off at times.
I think it'd actually be weird for a virtual experience to go smoothly nowadays. It is COVID. But I will say today was the ultimate adjust and adapt experience, which I think we did quite well.
Bust
and hey,
move.
Anytime, bust a move while we did it. Anytime you can get a trash talk off in with the Amanda Nunes, I don't care how it sounds. And since I gave Amanda's bio off the top of the ESPNW podcast live, let's get right to it. So get comfortable listening. It's Amanda Nunes. Hey there, Dope Village. Lynn and I have been involved in women's sports our entire lives. And truly, we've never been more excited for what's to come in this women's sports space. And one big reason, Ally. Ally has made a commitment to an equal media investment in women's and men's sports.
And that means more money going to women's sports and more visibility for what these incredible athletes are accomplishing. Ally is on a mission to change the game for women's sports.
So here at Laughter Permitted, we're going to keep telling the stories of trailblazing women. And every time you listen in, you are part of that change. To learn more about Ally, go to ally.com. Hey there, Dope Village. As y'all know, Ally has backed Laughter Permitted since day one of our podcast as our financial ally. And honestly, Lynn, I might just tattoo Ally on my forehead. And Ally is currently on a mission to change the game for women's sports.
And get this, along with being sponsors of the National Women's Soccer League, Atlantic Coast Conference, United States Golf Association, and the Las Vegas Aces, Ally has committed to an equal media investment in women's and men's sports.
And you, my friends, can be part of the change by watching your favorite athletes crush it on TV, by going to women's sporting events in person, by, I don't know, maybe listening to every single episode of this amazing podcast on Trailblazing Women. Because every time you show up for women's sports, you are helping move the game forward. You can learn more about Ally by visiting ally.com. So excited for our guest today. As I mentioned, Amanda Nunes is the reigning champion of not one, but two UFC divisions. Yes, she fights in two different weight classes. Amanda is from Brazil, but now living and training in Florida. She's also a new mom as her wife, Nina, a UFC fighter as well. Had their daughter, Reagan, in September. And I have always wanted to do this. Put your hands together for Amanda, the Lioness Nunes. There she is. Hi, Amanda. Hi, darling.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you? You're looking strong, my friend. Hey, Amanda, the first thing we do on this podcast is we have the guest set the scene, where you're at, what you're doing. So Amanda, set the scene, please.
I'm at home. I'm in the office. I just was taking a nap. I came back from the gym and I was a little exhausted. So now I'm recovering.
Yeah. Did you say Reagan is napping? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I was napping with Reagan.
Oh, you were napping with Reagan. I got it. Hey, this is the point in the interview where Amanda's feed actually went down. So we're picking it up with Lynn asking a question about Amanda's dominance.
It does seem, Amanda, like you're at a different level than your competition based on how you have crushed people that you've met. And not even the first round, within the first minute of a match. So with this in mind, how do you stay motivated to get better when right now you might not have great competition?
Actually, what makes me keep going is wake up and see my belt. You know, every day that I open my room door and I see my belt in front of me, giving me that extra push, you know, because I want to see those things every day inside my house. I want to keep being the top, you know. This is what I want to do, you know. This is what was when I started doing this. I want to be in this place that I am right now. So I want to keep stay here, and this is my job, you know. I go to the gym, training to fight. So it's like just live my life and do what I love. So I feel like see my belts every day is the only thing go push me through.
You and Nina became moms. Congratulations in September to daughter Reagan, as you were saying, you were napping with her. I saw a lot of discussion online and a lot of chatter about how is this going to affect Amanda being a mom now? Is she going to lose her edge as a fighter? So how has it affected you as a fighter?
Honestly, like my last fight, I have Reagan next to me. It was the best thing that I ever did. Feel really like make everything easy. Fight week was very easy. My weight cut was very easy. My over here at the house was pretty easy during the camp. So she's a very good baby. She just bringing happiness for our life. And I'm happy. Nina's happy. You know, it's more lovey. Everything was better. So I just like got better when she born, everything got better in my life. So it was amazing, being amazing.
There's a lot of moms out there, Amanda, who are saying, how come everything was so good? She's sleeping, she's eating. How do you do that? How did you manage that to create the perfect baby?
Me and Nina, we have a very good schedule. So every time that I have a fight coming up, Nina stays with her during the night. So because I need to sleep. I like to sleep very good. If I know sleep good, I know be able to train the next day. I'm that kind of person. I need sleep. So Nina be able to handle her at nighttime. Sometimes when she's a little bit like, she wake up a lot during the night, I sleep in the guest room. So I know very well how to like try to like avoid being waking as much at night. So, but Nina is an amazing mother. You know, she knows everything about Reagan, you know, and during the day, it's my pleasure to stay with her, you know, making me like so happy and making me more busy because I used to come home to training. I used to go sleepy or do something in the couch, like watch TV. So with Reagan right now, I have somebody to think to do something to like play, go outside, stay outside. Take her to see the dog so we can do a bunch of things. It's not only like go to the gym, come back, and then rest. So that helped me a lot. And we've been like having the baby in the schedule too, the sleepy time, the nap, all those things. So it's pretty easy to do it.
Yeah. Reagan went to her first fight where she saw you beat Megan Anderson in March. So take us, and I think Reagan actually stole the show on that one. Take us back to that moment after you had beaten Megan and you're in the cage with Reagan.
Was awesome. The memories like that I want to have with her and everything out in the backstage and in the cage was amazing. So I want that. You know, I was telling UFC, like, I need to bring my baby. I cannot go away right now. You know, this is the moment that I want to be with her all the time. So I was be able to bring that. They let me have her with me all the time. So she bring me a piece, you know. She's everything mm-hmm. for me right now, and I wanna she's next to me to see everything that I do, you know. How I know she's so little, but I wanna be able to show her when she grow. So those memories are very important for me right now.
This is kind of interesting, is that obviously you're a fighter. Your wife is a fighter as well. Do you think your daughter, or would you want your daughter to go into MMA fighting?
You know, I always tell Nina, now I know how my mommy feels, your daddy feels, like when we fight. So it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know, I see, sometimes I see Reagan's cry just for, like, she did something and then she cry. They're like, oh my God, Reagan's cry. I have to go that run and, like, and put her in my arm. So I feel like if she picks something else, I'm not going to be upset. If she pick another sport, I'm like completely okay with it. But if she go in training, MMA, behind my back, I have to jump in and help her. I'm going to have a lot of experience to like at least guide her to the best way to do this. And Nina as well. So we're going to have a very good team right here.
I think what I heard in there, Amanda, what I heard in there is that you want Reagan to be a soccer player. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I want to be a soccer player. Me and Nina, we grew up play soccer.
I knew it. I could see it. She's going to be a soccer player, or maybe she could be both. Hey, Reagan may be a little too young to comprehend the legend that is mom and all the standards you have set. But my goodness, you have so many firsts. Let me go over them. Let me tick them off. First ever UFC champion who is a mom. First ever openly gay UFC champion. First ever to hold and defend two different titles in two different divisions simultaneously. Not the first to have a beer commercial, but it is a really good one. What's left for you to do?
Just keep doing, you know? The life will always show me what is the next. When I think like he's not have anything there, and the life show me something more and more, I just have to be ready for the challenges, you know? I feel like all the time I tell Nina, like, I just have to be in shape. I just have to keep doing the things. I know the life is going to show me what I'm capable of. And yeah, I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to see the next. I'm very excited about this. I'm hungry. I'm still like moving forward, you know, I still push hard in training. I still young, I don't have injury. I'm like 100% to like go into my 40s, you know, I'm healthy. So I can't wait to see what is next.
You're healthy. You're taking naps with Reagan in the middle of the day, which is always good. Maybe the better question is, who's left to fight? Who's next?
Honestly, like UFC, I feel like they is gonna like put all those guys in the division to fight, you know, each other. So I feel like they have to keep me the division moving forward, you know, put those guys to fight. So my whole career in the UFC, I always have tough fights until I got in my position right now. So I feel like a lot of girls like turning down fights and they want like maybe a easy opponent to get close to fight for the belt. But I feel like UFC have pushed those girls, you know, like make those girls fight. Don't let those girls like try to like in an easy way to get here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Amanda, I will not be picking a fight with you, but I will be taking you on in what we call the Lynn game. And I'm just warning you ahead of time. This is something we do on the podcast a lot. I am very
all right, I'm ready to kick your ass.
Although I'm not getting in the cage with you. Oh, look at that.
I'm ready to kick your ass.
Let's go, Lynn.
Let's do it.
This is a twist on the typical Lynn game. We are going to have a trash talk off.
Oh, wow.
Amanda and Julie, you're going to go head-to-head in trash talking. And it is a key component of the MMA pre-match press conference. So we're going to see how both of you do against one another. Here are the rules. Let me break this down. There will be three rounds of trash talk. I will be the judge and jury of who wins each round. Prior to each round, Julie stretching, I will give you a word or a cup. Amanda's now stretching as well, warming up. I will give you a word or a couple of words that you both must use in your trash talk. Did you get that? You have to use the word or words I give you in the trash talk.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Julie, you will start.
I'm not very good at trash talk, but
Julie's terrible at these games anyway, so perhaps we're evenly matched. Julie, you will kick off round one. Amanda, you will then respond. The word you both must use in round one is unicorn. Julie, the round begins when the donut squeaks.
Amanda, I do feel like if I get closer to the camera, it's a little bit better. Amanda, I'm getting closer to the camera. I am going to ride in on my unicorn. And although you won't be seeing rainbows and donuts and sprinkles, you will see the horn go between your eyes from my unicorn.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to, with my hands, I'm going to take it out this unicorn for your head.
Who won?
I can't wait to do
you
that.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to give round one to Julie.
Oh, my God.
Yes! I got a chance, party people! Okay. Round two.
Amanda, you are not used
to
going
take a layer
to
off, Amanda.
Two. So here's round two. Amanda, you will start this round. Julie, then you can respond. The words you must use in your trash talk are jelly bean.
Jelly bean?
Let the trash talk start. Yes.
Jelly bean. You know what I mean, jelly bean?
Amanda, is that all you got?
Oh my God.
I am going to wrap you up like a, you know, those jelly beans that when you put them in your mouth and you don't, you think it's going to be like the green apple flavor and it's actually the vomit flavor. I am going to wrap you up like a vomit jelly bean and spit you out.
Oh, definitely was a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Julie. I'm not going
to
lie.
She's so not
I think round two also goes to Julie. Let's do a quick round three. Why not? You both can go at the same time. Anything goes. You must just say Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Oh, you must say Lady Gaga? Okay, go, Amanda.
Yes.
Who is the first? Me?
It's your chance to redemption because I'm crushing you right now. Okay. You're not used to getting crushed.
I'm sweating. I can't wait.
Maybe.
In the cage, listen, Lady Gaga singing me and get all my excitement pumping to walk in the cage and kick your ass.
Oh, okay, this is the thing that I am now learning. Amanda has not lost in the ring, but she does not clearly have to do any trash talking because she's such a bad ass. So, oh my gosh. Lady Gaga. I'm gonna take you to the shallow, and shallow, and I'm gonna beat you up in the shallow. Yeah, I think I win that one too, Lynn. Is it fair to say?
Amanda definitely won that one. I agree with
you.
There's really no need. There's no need for Amanda to trash talk because she's so good, as we've established.
The insight that just came out of that last 5 minutes is remarkable. Amanda Nunes cannot trash talk, ladies and gentlemen. That's breaking news. Jolie took her on that one. All right, Amanda, our next segment is called Most Pressing Questions. It's a chance to redeem yourself, Amanda. Are you ready?
All right, we're ready.
You have the first one.
Amanda, do you ever wear your championship belts around the house?
Only two times. Every time that I... when I come back from UFC 200, I worry, walk inside the house, and I sleep with it. And when I got my second one against Cyborg, I walk in the house, I was with you in my waist as well, and then walk, and then put in the place. So two times.
Okay, second most pressing question. I know you love soccer. I know Reagan is going to be a future awesome soccer player. Who is your favorite female soccer player not named Marta?
I think Lloyd is a good one. Carly Lloyd.
Ah, and... an American. I thought you were going to go Brazilian.
Yeah. Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe. I really like to see all those girls play. And yeah, like I pretty much like watch more of the girls here in the USA because I come here early in my life. So I watch more USA play than even Brazilian. Only when they play against each other that I really watch the Brazilian girls play. So, but have a lot of good players in Brazil as well.
Yeah, those are two good ones. Two very good ones, Carly Lloyd and Megan Rapinoe. I like it. And finally, our last segment
and
of
done.
The podcast we do.
Dumb is a good play, too.
High...
I like it, Dunn.
Oh, Crystal Dunn. Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn is, I like
good too. One. Nina. I hear Nina in the background going, Dunn. Yeah, Dunn. Okay. Our final
she always speaks in my English.
Here.
She thought
she's allowed to play along as well.
You're allowed to play.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Reagan is here too. She has to wake up.
All right, our final segment is high low cheer, and it's something that we do around the dinner table with my kids. They're high of the day, they're low of the day, and someone they cheer for. But for you, Amanda, I want to know the high of your career, the low of your career, and your cheer is for someone who's helped you along the way. Let's start with the high of your career.
The best moment was when I became a double champion, when a lot of people doubted, you know, my skills, doubted, you know, if I was capable to beat Cyborg. Cyborg, like you guys know, was one of the grades too, you know, like she was like all girls was scared to fight her. So when I decided to do it, a lot of people was like, oh my god, Amanda, he's gonna kill you, all those things. So that was my amazing moment. Like that was the best moment.
Yeah. A great high. What about the low point of your career?
The low point was my last loss was against Kat Zingano like a couple years ago. The fight literally slipped from my hand. You know, I was ready. I thought I was ready. So, but after that fight, I supposed to fight for the belt right after. And my dream was crushed in that fight. And I have to step back and do everything over and over again to try to fight for the belt again. So that moment was a horrible moment. I never want to pass for that moment again in my life. And I won. So that was the worst moment.
Yeah. It's sometimes in our worst moments, though, that we rise for them, as we hear from so many athletes. And finally, Amanda, the cheer is for someone who's helped you along the way. Who would you cheer for?
So I feel like I have two steps in my life. When I started like in Brazil and when I started my life here in America. So I feel like my family, my sister, my mom, and my two sisters and my mom was pushing me through in Brazil, you know, to chase my dream and come here to America. And when I stepped in this country, I knew my life is going to change. And I met Nina. So Nina is like my biggest, like, I feel like she's my right arm, you know. She know everything, like, about me. She helped me with everything in my life. So, mm-hmm. And I speak good. I'd be able to talk to you guys because Nina helped me with my English. So even that, and it's her. I feel like we was be able to get whatever we want, you know, be a team. And she was like a big part of it.
Yeah.
And so, well, and sometimes she's believing. Sometimes she believe it. She even believe it more, you know, when I rush me to do things because she believes sometimes even faster than me. They're like, calm, let me doing this. I'm going to do, but no, right now. She's like, I don't know why you take so long to do this. So, it's like, a good push in my life, for sure.
Well, you two are going to be great moms as well. I think next time we talk to you, though, you're not going to be allowed on unless Reagan is with you. Is that a deal?
Is that a deal?
Uh-oh. Oh, let's go.
Yay! Oh.
There she is. Come on. We should have had her there the whole episode. Hi, Reagan.
Whoa. Oh, she's smiling.
Yes. Oh,
I love it.
Hi, Nina.
The best to you and Nina and Reagan.
Thank you, guys.
Go crush it. Go crushing it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. It was awesome. Oh. Next time, for sure, we're going to be better.
Thank you.
Trash talk.
Work on your trash talking.
We finally found a weakness in her game. And I know I gave her a lot of shtick for her lack of trash talking prowess, given she's an MMA fighter, mm-hmm. while we were chatting. But someone did say to me on Twitter, all right, next time I want to hear you do it in Portuguese.
Yeah, there you go.
I did reply on Twitter. Excellent point.
Touche.
Takeaways, Lynn? Do you want to go first?
Sure. I just have so much respect for Amanda's drive, and I admire people who have found their passion in life and then go after it, and she has done mm-hmm. just that.
Yeah, and I also think it's important for people to hear that you can do it all. You can be a mom. You can be a kick-ass fighter. And as they were hinting online and with a lot of chatter that it would slow her down. No, it hasn't slowed her down. Be whatever the heck you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not always easy, but she's doing it. And I give her a lot of credit for that as well. Okay, questions permitted.
This is a Lin Ozawi original. I couldn't help but think, how much money would it take for you to step in the cage with Amanda Nunes?
No amount of money would do it. Because I value my life way too much. I am not D-U-M-M dumb, Lynn. No, no. I know better than to get in that cage with her. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. When I watch her fight, yeah, I go, no, thank you.
I know.
No, thank you.
I've thought about it, maybe $5 million. That's still a maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean... Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, just Google Amanda and her fights. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't mess around.
No, she does not.
You do not want to step in that cage.
How much does face reconstruction cost? Because that exactly. We need at least that.
And a few bones, appendages. Hey, doc, what does it cost to sew my right arm back on? That'd be great. Can I have that back? That'd be great. All right. That does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a comment on our Apple podcast page. And be sure to share your favorite episode with someone in your own Dope Village. It means a lot to us when you do that. And thank you to our sponsors, Ally Bank and Dick's Sporting Goods, and of course, to Kate Diaz, our friend, for our awesome theme music. As always, kids, sing it with us.
Laughter permitted. Jelly bean.
Hey, Dope Village. Looking for something great to watch? Well, we've got you. ESPN Films' latest documentary, 144, executive produced by ESPN Radio and First Take, Her Take podcast host, as well as current WNBA player Shanae Igwumike, takes viewers inside the WNBA's unprecedented 2020 season. 4 months after the WNBA postponed its season due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the league set out to play a condensed season entirely in a bubble where 144 players across 12 teams not only came together to play basketball, but also to dedicate their season to social justice. 144 premieres May 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The film will also be available on ESPN Plus immediately after its premiere. Check it out. If you're a fan of Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter like I am, well, be sure to check out his podcast as well. The SVP Pod. SVP and Stanford Steve break down the biggest topics in the sports world, rant about things they don't like, and a whole lot more.